Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Get a bonus bet up to $50 for second and third on selected races this weekend. Gamble responsibly.
It's 28 past 9 at Sky Sports Radio. If you saw the first of Mooney Valley Saturday, you would have seen Brooklyn Hustler, a two-year-old, from the inside jump. Took a little while to muster speed. Well, didn't really muster speed. It was out the back last. But holy smokes, did it get home. And I reckon the hairs on the back of Jason Warren's neck might still nearly be standing up. Morning, Jason.
Morning, Sean. How are you?
I'm good, mate. How good was that?
Yeah, I was terrific. She's a very exciting filly and, big thrill for everyone involved. Yeah.
It's interesting. Star Spangled Banner, a brilliant galloper himself. He's been not that fertile at stud, so he hasn't left that many. But I tell you what, some of them, they're flying machines. They go really well.
Yeah, absolutely. And look, this filly's is a terrific type and a very got a real natural two-year-old brain on her. She's just very relaxed. And if you saw her in the yard, she walked around cool as a cucumber. You know, like she's been there 100 times. So, she's never missed a start. She just did that, given that she was probably first to load into Barrier 1 and Barrier 1 at the Mooney Valley, there's a lot to look at there, you know. So she's probably not concentrating as much. So I don't think that'll happen again going forward.
The thing I liked about her was she jumped and Beau Mertens didn't panic. He settled back. He was last on the inside. They did shift off the fence and present a run coming up, but often babies, they're still not so much field shy, but they're just green. She raced through those like she had real track sense.
Yeah, absolutely. At the end of the day, she's been a bit too brilliant for just about everything I've worked with in training. And first time she'd been behind runners was Monday of last week at the Cranbourne Trials. We sort of forced the issue and used it as a training gallop and put her in behind them for the first time. And look, she's just so professional at everything she does, and she took it all in her stride. Yeah.
Now, the way she went to the line, 1,200 is not going to be a worry, and I reckon you'd be looking at blue diamonds.
Yeah, we've got both eyes firmly focused on the blue diamond. She'll have one run and go into the race now that she's got enough money, prize money, to get a run. So she's heading back to Rosemont Stud today or tomorrow, and depending on transport, and she'll have a bit of time there and back at the farm, get in the on the grass, and then across to their water walker before heading back to the stables.
Now,
get ready,
Jase. Yeah. You were with Lee Friedman for a long time. You've seen some very, very good horses go through the camp there. You know, the question: how do you compare this one at this stage? Hey, come on, use the word Alingi. Come on.
No, I'm not going to say that.
Go on.
She's got a long way to go before she reaches those heights, and it'd be nice if she does. But she's a very natural runner, and like I said, she's got the right attitude for it. So, she's got to go on with it now, and when she gets to, take on the better fillies in, the prelude races, we'll just see probably where we're really at, you know.
Is she a good do? I mean, how's she pulled up since the run?
Oh, she's a very good doer. Yeah, she came home. She ate everything Saturday night and trotted out lovely and sound Sunday morning. So look, it's just a matter of wrapping her in cotton wool now and getting her there. Yeah.
Has she shown you this sort of ability right from day one?
Yeah, pretty much. We sent her out. The first bit of faster work was on her own at Denniston Park at our farm, and we usually send them out in pairs, and her mate had thrown a shoe, so she ended up doing her faster work for her first time on her own, and she just took it all in a stride and just very natural, and every time we gallop her with another horse, she's just sort of always quick. She's always quicker than everything else, so she's always shown us a lot. I sent Anthony Miffin a message the first day she arrived. I said, this really looks like Scandinavia, you know. She's just got, she's the same colour, she's the same type, and she's just a smaller model of her, you know. She's an exciting filly.
Well, congratulations. It's exciting when you get hold of one like that. And Brooklyn Hustle was superb at the Valley on Saturday. And, let's hope she stays in one piece, everything goes well for you, for the Blue Diamond.
Yeah, that'd be great. We're looking forward to it.